The monk said, Mount Lu. Yanshan said, Did you visit Five Elders Peak? The monk said, I didn't get there. Yanshan said, You never visited the mountain at all. Later, your man said, These words were all for the sake of compassion. Thus, they had the conversation in the weeds. Yanshan asked the monk, Where have you just come from? The monk said, Mount Lu. Yanshan said, Did you visit Five Elders Peak? The monk said, I didn't get there. Yanshan said, You never visited the mountain at all. Later, your man said, These words were all for the sake of compassion. Thus, they had the conversation in the weeds. Well, this case doesn't have a pointer, just a case and a verse. this case, the conversation between Yanshan and the monk in this case, is construed in a very common usual way to all intents and purposes. Sometimes you don't understand why Zen has to think once more again about this usual conversation. So in a sense, Zen spirit is a little bit crooked, not the usual way. But in a good sense, I think Zen spirit is very compassionate to us. That's why it's pretty hard to understand. It doesn't matter to this conversation whether it is valuable or not. Anyway, important point is through this conversation or anywhere we have to have open eyes to see anyway the world visible and also invisible in a little more bigger scale of the human world. Anyway, you have to see it. If you understand the human life on just the surface of the human life, it's not good enough for us to live in peace and harmony anyway. So, because this is not only Zen teaching, this is our human life. We live just like this, but we don't pay attention to this because we have been tamed for a long, long time. Since your birth, before your birth anyway, human beings have been tamed at thinking, analyzing, synthesizing, and just understanding the surface of human life. And make everything neat anyway. But the world, human life, or the human world is not just like that. It's very deep and big. So anyway, you have to, your understanding must be deepening day after day, year after year, even though you don't understand. If you don't understand anyway, Well, practice continually and deepen your life until you have eyes open enough to see vastness of existence anyway. Because in your daily life, daily routine, look at the daily routine, getting up in the morning and wash your face, have breakfast and go to school, and you have never paid attention to this stuff because that's daily routine. So you, if you feel good from this, just you feel good, and next moment you don't feel good from this daily routine, and then you are disappointed. So your way of life has nothing to do with something more than daily routine, what you can see, you know. Always you handle daily routine give and take. What do you feel getting up in the morning, early in the morning? What do you like? Do you like it? Get up in the morning. If you don't like, don't get up. That's all, you know. But you have to get up in the morning, but this is all right. You like or you don't like it, it is all right. But still, to get up in the morning, within the practice of the getting up in the morning, there is, anyway, there is a huge energy to support your life, to create the energies to keep your life for a day anyway. For day and for next days anyway. Because it's connected with not only your life but others' life. If you sleep over, for instance, if you sleep 10 until 10 o'clock or so, 11 o'clock, you know. Well, all day, so you don't have you ever experienced all day, your life in a day of your life is really cloudy, you know, evasive, but you don't know what to do, very tired. It is, have you ever experienced? I experienced anyway. So, and then you feel good, but you are tired for with sleeping for a long time. So even though get up in the morning, get up at the 10 o'clock, and then not only your life to get up at the 10 o'clock is already your life connected with all sentient beings for a day, for 2 days, for 3 days anyway. So that's why your life doesn't work in a day. So even though you feel sleepy, get up in the morning, and then if you come here and do the Zazen, and then you feel good anyway. Complete life is life situation has changed. And then your life is going, just going, you know, smoothly. So, get up in the morning, and if you see somebody and on the street or in the house, and you say good morning. What do you mean this one? Good morning. You just say good morning, and they immediately say, what does it mean? It's just like a formality of human life. Just to get up and good morning, sir. That's enough. Don't think behind the good morning. Anyway, here it's a big word to support your life, support others' life, and then this vastness of existence appears in a certain form, so-called good morning. And then you can communicate with each other because you and others are already in the vastness of existence, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. And then this world, vastness of existence, always working, appearing, disappearing anyway. And then when it appears, it says, good morning. And this good morning is not merely good morning what you can see. We have to see anyway good morning on the surface of life and also vastness of life, you know, including you and others. So that's why anyway, even though this Yanshan talk with this monk and in the usual conversation, you know, with the usual conversations, where do you come from? This is always then questions. This monk, anyway, answered in just the usual sense. So, from where do you come? This is very common. Everyone ask like this. Just like a good morning, when you see somebody in the morning. It is exactly construed in the usual way, usual conversation, but still we have to take into account a little carefully once more again. So that's why this case anyway brings up these conversations, very simple conversations. So why we have to understand these usual conversations? We don't understand this. That means, anyway, through the daily routine, through the usual conversation, there is, anyway, something more than you don't know, anyway. So you should pay careful attention once more again to that broad scale of human life. That is this purpose of this case, okay? So, anyway, the monk said, Mandru. Mandru means, the mountain named Lu. So he come from Mount Lu, anyway. The Yangshan said, did you visit the Five Elders Peak and maybe this Mount Lu? Has five old peaks. Because this mountain is located in the place where these monks lived. So anytime he can visit these mountains. For instance, the Fuji Mountains in Japan. Well, anytime I can climb the Mount Fuji anyway. But I have never visited Mount Fuji. And also Americans, when you went to the Japan, would go to the Nikko and which is a very fancy old temples, gold, painted with gold, you know. Very fancy, wonderful, gorgeous shrine there, so. But I have never visited it. So you know pretty well, but I don't know. Japanese knows pretty well the, you know, Grand Canyons. Maybe some of you don't know Grand Canyon, don't you? So, did you visit the Five Elders Peak? So, the monk says, I didn't get there. Well, not is here. But according to traditionally, let's understand this conversation, the note. This note really giving a hint. How do you understand, how do you deal with this conversation? So, well, first of all, the first note is for the where have you just come from. The note says everyone in the world is the same. It is, that means daily routine, okay? Daily routine, answer questions anyway. But still it is necessary to ask. What it is daily routine. If it is daily routine, it is not important. Yes, it's important. That's why you have to get up in the morning and deal with your bodies, your face, and the waters, and anyway. It is important. That's why you do it every day. If it is not necessary to do, I think you should do only one day. Next day, it's not necessary to do. But it is necessary, whatever you do, whatever you feel, through, from a daily routine, it is necessary to do that. So that's why it says, everyone in the world is the same questions. Where do you come from? But it is necessary for us. So the monk will inevitably construe it in the ordinary way. If he just talk with the ordinary way, in the ordinary ways. It's very smooth going. His mind is not quicked, you know. It's very usual answer. He made the usual answer. And the monk says, Mount Ru, for note for this, he says, the truthful man is hard to find. So, Mount Ru means, from where do you come from, Karagi? I come from Japan. But with this word, it's pretty hard to find the truthful, anyway, man. Just like a dance, formal dance, okay? Within a formal dance, it's pretty hard to see exactly the beauty of real dance it is. You never touch it. But beyond your speculation anyway, beauty of art, so-called dance, is something more than a form of dance. Form of dance is appearing, disappearing. So it's not real art. Real art is pretty hard to find within form of dance. But from the without form of dance, you cannot perform dance. So you have to do it. So simultaneously, anyway, in order to perform dance, anyway, there is form of dance. But unfortunately, form of dance is nothing but the impermanent. So, appearing, disappearing. But you have to see something more than form of dance. That is called beauty of art, you always say. But what do you mean, beauty of art? But anyway, if you perform a dance, you have to perform dance on the basis of this beauty of arts. And then at that time, form of dance becomes really beautiful. But if you forget this point, form of dance is just a form of dance. It doesn't make sense. So monk said the Mount Ru, that means from Japan. So are you ballerina? Yes, sir. Why don't you dance? Yes, I do. Just to perform. Okay. But within this performing or performance of dance, it's pretty hard to find the truth. So, Yanshan said, did you visit the Five Elders Peak? And the note for this, he says, he uses the wind to find the fire. How could he have ever passed it by? why he uses the wind to fan the fire means it's not a special technique to find a truthful man, so-called artist, so-called dancer. Okay? No, not necessary. Not particular things. So it's pretty easy to find means how to find a true man, truthful man of dance, dancer. That means, anyway, just like making a fire with wind, anyway. So, how could he have ever passed it by? You never be at the loss what to do. So if you want to know real beauty of art, just perform a dance. It's very simple. No way to be at the loss what to do. I said before about death. Well, I said about death. But maybe you remember the maple falling the maple leaf.
Maple leaf falling down.
Yeah.
Showing front, showing back.
Yeah, that is life. I said the life. About life. About life is just like showing the back and showing the front and a maple leaf falling. That is just like life, you know. Showing the back, showing the front. And then it's falling. This is life. And someone says, would you write a calligraphy for me about death? Because I wrote already life. So would you write the death? So I said yes, but I didn't know what to say about the death. So I was thinking about it for a couple of days, and then I got the good ideas. That is because it is a appeal of the calligraphy. So I said a falling maple leaf never fail to fall. Do you understand? the falling maple leaf never fail to fall. Don't you think so? Do you understand this? That is a death. That is a performing dance, anyway. This is also life itself. So no way to escape. So it's if you want to know real true man, true art, so called of a dance, anyway, you should perform dance. Anyway, you should perform dance. And during the performing dance, there is no way to fail to perform the dance anyway. To perform dance, exactly right in the middle of a performing dance, you just perform. No mistake, don't you? So that is he comments. He uses the wind to fan the fire. Very simple ways. Simple ways. Well, if you want to know anyway, if you want to know meaning of happiness and enlightenment itself, anyway, where is it? You have to do something particular? Oh yes, sometimes. But if you have a chance to do something particular apart from daily life, it's fine. But you should remember there are some individuals who cannot have enough time to do something particular. Apart from their life, anywhere most people, anywhere live, make every possible effort to live in their everyday life. So through the everyday life, there is a wonderful chance to know what the truthful man. So that's why, how could he never ever pass it by? There is no way to be at the loss what to do. Just perform. Just to wash your face. Just to get up in the morning, anyway. So, the monk says, I didn't get there. So, this traditionally, probably we expect something particular answer to this question. But this monk says, I didn't get there. Still, he answered in the usual way. So that's why note says, take a step. Why don't you take a step? Means, why don't you answer it a little bit different way? For instance, if this monk, Yan Shan, said, did you visit the five elders peak? Maybe you could say, well, this is not an exact answer, okay? Maybe you could say, I have nothing to do with Amitabha Buddha, so I don't want to see him. If you say so, maybe story is going pretty interesting. So Yan Shan is encouraging himself anyway to continue to come to talk with him, but he didn't say so. So he said, "I didn't get there." Yan Shan seems to be very bored. Seems to be disappointed anyway. And he seems that he didn't know what to do with his hand anyway. He expected maybe some good answer, but he didn't, and monk didn't. That's why this note says, take a step, or why don't you take a step? And the left face is not as good as honest speech. He seems to be at the loss. Take a step, and the lip face is not as good as honest speech. Means, take a step means, why don't you answer a little bit in a different way? But he didn't, so this note says, lip face is not as good as honest speech. But still, you are pretty good, because you'd better, He says, this note says, anyway, you better be honest. And what would you say, not to, not put disgrace upon himself. If you say so, if you say, I have nothing to do with Amitabha Buddha, so I don't want to see him. At that time, if he said in that way, maybe he could put the disgrace upon himself, you know. Do you understand? In other words, he made a mistake. And he would be beaten by the Zen masters. So that's why he said red face is not as good as honest speech. Anyway, you are you, so don't imitate others. So you must be you. So you must be, you better be honest. And he seems to be at the loss, means he says he seems to be, it means he seems to forget to have visited this mountain. But he knows anyway. Maybe he had visited this mountain, but he said, I didn't get there. this note says he seems to forget to have visited there. So a little bit, not exactly criticism. Exactly, first he criticized and they pick him up and you're a good boy. First, he give a blow and take a step. It means big blow, and next moment he pick it up him and you're pretty good, you're honest. That is a note, and this note says. Is that okay? Do you understand? So this is pretty good, because in the relationship with the people anyway, you cannot always criticize somebody. Always. You cannot put somebody down, okay? Always. If you criticize somebody, that's all right, but next moment you should see some good aspect of human life and praise him or her. That's good for you. But usually we don't. If you see the criticism, or you just criticize somebody, you forget. You forget to praise somebody. So then always says, this note, the note always says, put him down first, and then sometimes praise him or her first, and then next, put him down. Okay? So, always up and down. That's pretty good. So it means you have to see the total picture of human life. Okay. And then Yan Shan said, you never visited the mountain at all. So, and then the note says, too much ado. He should be careful of his eyebrows. What is this old fellow's high? Anyway, Yan Shan said, you never visited the mountain at all, means too much ado. Why? He said, I didn't get there. Means I have never been there. But it doesn't mean, it is alright. It is alright. Because he's already living in Japan, so if Karagi lives in Japan, Karagi's life is, encompassed by, Mount Fuji. Even though I have never visited there, my life is Mount Fuji anyway. So he said, he pointed out anyway, just a form of dance, okay? Oh, your form of dance is pretty good, But next moment, this form of dance is not good. So he picked up a form of dance. Means this monk says, I didn't get there. Means then the teacher says, oh, you have never visited there. So you mean, sir, that means maybe, for instance, according to the dance, you didn't feel, how do you like your dance? You say, I didn't feel good. Oh, you didn't feel good, huh? So your dance, you made a mistake. Just like this conversation, But strictly speaking, you didn't feel good, that's from your dance, that's good enough. Didn't feel good is also part of a performance of dance, So you should appreciate it, and you should pay attention to it. So point is, through the conversation, through the performance of dance, what we have to do is to pay attention to, real beauty of art. Within the real beauty of art, there is a mistake of performance of dance, there is a perfect performance of dance, both incomplete or complete dance. And then you pick up one incomplete dance. This is just a kind of one pick up and see the his dance in certain angles. If you pick me up, so-called Karagiri and Zen teachers, and then Karagiri is Fu, Karagiri is Japanese. So you understand that this Zen teachers from a certain angle, so-called Japanese, you know. Or you say the biological Karagiri is pretty good, you know. So you praise the Karagiri and biologically. But that is not the real understanding of Karagiri's existence. Because you understand Karagiri from a certain angle, so-called biology. So, within this conversation, what they want to do is to pay attention to the real beauty of art anyway. Real beauty of art in human life. For this, how do we know? If you say, your dance is pretty good, this is also too much ado, you know? Or you say, oh, not good, this is also too much ado. So if you really want to educate somebody as a dancer, well, basically, you need great compassion, you know. Accepting bots, incomplete dance, and the complete dance. So that's why they did not say too much ado. He should be careful of his eyebrows, so you have to say carefully anyway, okay? Or whatever you say. But it's pretty hard for us to pick up a real truth, real beauty of arts. So how can you pick up real beauty of arts, so-called dance itself? What is this old fellow's hurry? Why is it you want to be hurry? To say something, anyway. So next, you men said that these words are well, all for the sake of compassion. Thus they had the conversation in the weeds. The note says the sword that kills the people, the sword that gives people life. Two or three. If you want to know the mountain road, you must be the man who travels on it. You men said these words are all for the sake of compassion. Usually, according to tradition, well, within such a usual conversation, but then something giving a big blows and hitting the monks itself. So pretty fancy dramatic dramatic show there at the stage of conversation between the monks and teachers. So if Yanshan were anyway Jinzai or Tuksan, probably she would give a big brawl to him. But anyway, Yanshan's very patient. Anyway, to give an answer to his questions. He kept the conversation in the usual way. So that's why you men said these words are all for the sake of compassion. He was very compassionate. But it doesn't mean, sir, he is just compassionate, but also his compassion points out that we should know something more than usual conversation, more than behind the words. So that's why the sword that kills people, the sword that gives people life. Anyway, if you understand, if you are ready to accept usual conversation as a just usual conversation, well, your life is just usual life. Well, from your usual life, maybe if you are ready to see something more than usual life through the usual conversation, probably you are pretty good. So that means that it makes your life alive, maybe one or two. Karagi's life is one, but in this whole life, maybe I can make my life one life, or two lives, or three lives, four lives, anyway. Means to make my life fully, anyway. Something more than my thought of a capability, thought of a, my capability, I believe. Okay? Anyway, I can make it. I can create my life anyway, one or two or three or four or five anyway, in my whole life. If you are ready to see something more than usual life, usual conversation, then that means, so it depends on you, how you kill your life, how you give life to you. So if you want to know the mountain road, anyway, you must be the man who travels on it. Anyway, if you want to climb the mountain, you must be the man right on the road of the mountains. That means you must be the one with the mountains. This is the first important for us. And then you can make a conversation. You can have a conversation with somebody. For instance, if you want to swim in the ocean, first of all, you must be right in the midst of the ocean anyway. You must be one with the water anyway. And then you can perform the dance, so-called to swim or not to swim. Even not to swim is brought into existence because it exists in the vastness of the oceans, you know, becoming one with the water. So whatever you say, are you swimming? Yes. Are you not swimming? Yes. Or whatever you say. Those two ideas anyway exist in the one in the same and one with water. So already you are one. You must be one anyway. That is your life. That is a point which your life is supported by universal, okay? Universal life. And then you can pick up a form, so-called, and you will swim or not swim, good or bad, performance dance or not performing dance, etc. So, anyway, you must be the man who travels on it. Anyway, you have to do it, always. And then you can learn. When you are, anyway, in the ocean, well, you cannot stop it. You cannot stop your life. So, you have to be always active in the ocean, because you are already one with the oceans. So ocean and you are connected to each other, working in dynamically, so you cannot stop acting anyway. So just standing up in the water, it is also acting anyway, without swimming. Just standing up, this is also acting. Or sleeping on the surface of water, it is also acting anyway. Or screaming in the ocean, it is also acting. Well, that's why, anyway, you have to act. And through this, well, in order to act, you have to pick up a certain form. Okay? Certain form. that is a form of swimming, and anyway, through this, through those form of swimming, and then you can act. But within the form of dance, form of swimming, it's very impermanent beings, creatures, appearing, disappearing. Sometimes you suffer from the form of swimming, anyway. But you have to take care of, with your best, those forms. But we should know what is the real beauty of the form of swimming. That means, anyway, oneness with the oceans. At that time, form of swimming becomes beautiful. As an art. Otherwise, form of swimming is very dreary and meaningless. Oh, for instance, if you fall in love with somebody, or you know, she or her, you really hang on. But if you don't, even though you see the beautiful, really beautiful man, well, still you can handle him just as a person, beyond a man or a woman. Do you understand? That is so-called compassion. Compassion accepts the body. Anyway, in equal attitude, that's pretty hard anyway, but this is important. Basically, we can do it. We can do it. I took an example sometimes, mother's life toward, you know, kids, toward her child. She scolded him or her, but still on the basis of her life, there is a compassion, means accepting this child's life, you know. Whatever he or she does, anyway, accepting totally. This is a compassion. But a mother doesn't notice sometimes. But this is a human, really human warmness, you know. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I have another question. What if you really have a strong feeling about somebody and you really like don't like that person or something, and that's the feeling that you feel?
Well,
how can you be compassionate then?
Well, the compassion is not something you try, but the compassion is. Your consciousness, the attitude is important anyway. If you see somebody you don't like, well, at that time, immediately, you are continually stumble over and falling down and on the ground constantly. But still, human nature is not something like that. But a human consciousness always catch up, you catch the one things and evaluate, judge, and then the next, you know, affective preferences comes up and then stumble over by affective preferences like this. So, on and on like that. So, basically, anyway, we have to be compassionate, means whoever they are. Basically, anyway, we try to do this, even through the consciousness. Consciousness always pick up, but you have to train your consciousness like this.
Okay, but I guess you know what happens to me is that like maybe it isn't somebody that I don't like, but somebody just like. Says something to me or does something to me that makes me, I mean, it's almost like it's not a conscious reaction. It's like I get very angry and there's something that sort of overpowers me. It's not something that I really think about. When I think about it, then I think, Roberta, you know, this is really dumb that you're getting this way and everything, but anyway, that feeling still exists, you know?
Sure. What do you think about that? Do you think that is instinct? What do you think about that? Maybe you can say instinct. But the instinct, the human instinct is a little different from animals' instinct anyway. Still, you can control anyway. Do you think so? Human instinct appears under certain circumstances. So, if you train your consciousness, your bodies, your mind, everyday life, even the instinct doesn't appear sometimes, you know, you can control. So you cannot say always there is a feeling, the unconscious feeling coming up. Most people pay attention to this kind of emotional feelings, which seems to be important, but what would you call this kind of things? Of course it is, but it is not completely beyond control. It is still, anyway, something under your control. Control means be intimate and taken care of, anyway. Whatever kind of name you put on it, okay? Instinct or intuition, whatever it is, unconscious feeling or unconscious emotion, whatever it is still something under your control. Okay?
Yeah. So in other words, the way to be compassionate in that situation is it's a conscious response, right? You have to kind of consciously process it and say, now everybody shut up, you know? I mean, it seems like it's not something that I feel at a deep level. I just can't kind of let it go.
If you say shut up, Rubara, that is already you take it very seriously. It's not necessary shut up or no Rubara, you know. But just why don't you just pass by anyway? That's all. That's as simple as you have to do. Well, you make it bigger. You know, by saying something, hey, Rubara, shut up, don't you think so? You should shut up anyway. So, because Karagi says, or etc. But that is already extra, you know. If you say so, you already add something to it, making it bigger. So, even though you want to say so anyway, keep your mouth shut, quiet, you pass by. It will pass by as simple as you can in many ways. That way, skillful way. You should find a skillful way. I don't know how, because case by case. It means don't take it seriously sometimes, because there are many, small things in the human life, you know. Many small things. But we always make it bigger, and make small things bigger, and then you create a bigger problem. But if you deal with it as simple as you can keep it small anyway. For instance, let's imagine I would see somebody on the street, you know, by chance. I don't like him or her. At that time, what shall I do? Immediately, what shall I do, you know? But anyway, why don't you just go? You know, just go. And then first, if I have to say good morning, I have to say good morning. But if it is not necessary good morning, I can just pass by.
But anyway, let's imagine I would say, I would have to say good morning to him or her, but at that time she or he doesn't respond to me. Then I become mad at him or she. Well, that's if he or she doesn't respond to me, that's all right. You just pass by. But we really mad at this kind of thing. And that madness, always you keep on this madness for long. Even though you went home, you go home, still your emotion is burning inside. Don't you think so? That is really making small details, small things bigger, you know. So there are many small things. You cannot handle many small things making bigger. You exhausted. You will be exhausted anyway. So good morning. Many times you can see the somebody who don't respond. That's all right. That is a small thing, you know. But when you have to do, just say good morning. That's enough. But if it is important things, you have to do something. But when, how, you should say so. Well, this is also a question.
Why did the man say it was a conversation weeds?
Oh, weeds, I'm sorry. Weeds means a conversation in the weeds means, anyway, weeds means a phenomenal world, human life. In the practice, there are two ways of practice. One is going up, means seeking for the truth, you know. Seeking for the truth. Seeking for the truth means being free from, to be liberated anyway, from any kind of ideas, thoughts, and human life. Suffering itself, anyway, liberate, to be liberated. Anyway, that is a way-seeking mind, constantly way-seeking mind. That is one way. The other way is you cannot always do practice just like this because you have to take care of daily routine, daily life. So you have to descend to human world, okay? That means conversation in the weeds. So real truth cannot be, directly, but indirectly you can do. That is through the form of dance, form of your life, form of washing your face, form of gassho, anywhere through this you can do. But that real truth is not something different from form of anyway life or dance. Exactly one. That is a, you know, if I explain this in a word, always there is a gap, you know, because this is a characteristic of language. It's pretty hard to explain directly exactly oneness itself. So this is nothing but the practice itself. Okay?
Okay, one other one. Let's see. On the page, well, he said on 212, in the first paragraph, it was nevertheless dangerously steep getting to this realm. Only this fellow could hold up.
What is it?
Okay, first paragraph. Let's see.
What page?
212.
212.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Line from the bottom of the first paragraph. Okay, but tell me, how is it that there was a conversation that we should take with compassion? It was nevertheless dangerously steep getting to this realm. Only this fellow could hold up. This monk had personally come from Mount Lu. Why did Yang Shan then say, you have never visited this mountain? So, it's that section there I want to ask about. I guess there are a lot of questions in there. Why was it dangerously steep? Why could only this fellow hold up?
Oh, dangerously steep. Oh, I see here. It was nevertheless. Dangerously steep means it's very tricky, you know, not tricky, very delicate. If you attach to even a little bit to the form of the dance and it's already nothing but the impermanence. So it's pretty hard to see the real beauty of a perform of the art, see, in it, because appearing, disappearing. So behind this one, you need that real beauty of art. But how can you know without the performance of dance, form of dance, you cannot see it. So that's why you have to perform dance. But if you attach to it, it's nothing but the impermanent. On the other hand, well, you can see the beauty of a perform dance within the impermanence of performing anyway. At that time, if you touch it to the real beauty of art, it's also dangerous because it is already formed by you, by your thought, you know. That is a very dangerous step, very steep, you know, middle foot, like this.
Using the analogy of, let's say you get up in the morning and you're just doing common things like brushing teeth, washing up. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's hard to see if you can't see it as a dance, or see it as, you know, that beautiful leaf turning both ways, you know. The times when it's just drudgery. You know, are the times when you don't see it that way. At least when I don't see it that way. And those are the difficult times, because it doesn't seem like a dance anymore. It doesn't seem like art.
Sure, it's difficult. That's what we have to do anyway.
Right, but I guess when I'm... That's always the most difficult point for me, and mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people. And it almost seems like when you try to reason it out at that point, it never works. It's like, well... You know, sometimes in my mind I go, well, I should see this as, you know, every moment is something sparkling, you know.
But you cannot undo all aspects of your life just like this, understanding completely, seeing the beauty of the, just like a dance, you know. You cannot do in that way your life completely like that. Didn't think so. Look at your life, you know, so far. You know, how do you get up in the morning so far? You see it before you get up in the morning, beautiful act of the dance here, you know? You cannot get up in that way. Hey, get up in the morning, it's beautiful, universal. It's too much. So immediately you become an actor, you know? Actor.
You mean when you fake it?
Actor means you see that already. Actor is very interesting, you know. You must be you, but you can't be you. You must be some different somebody. Do you understand? Well, if you become actor, you know, I experienced that, to be actor once, you know. I wanted to be a Devarata, you know, who is a very bad boy, you know, trying to kill the Buddha, you know. Do you know the Devarata? So the teacher
asked me to be the Buddha, the Siddhartha, but I didn't want. So I wanted to be a Devarata. So because I was very interested in Devarata. So first of all, I found how difficult it is, actually it is, because I have to be I. But on the other hand, I cannot be I. I must be Devarata anyway. But I cannot be a Devarata exactly. I have to, Kalagiri is still Kalagiri. So I have to see the Devarata in a little bit in a distance, at a distance. And also you have to see yourself at a little distance. And nevertheless, you have to ask anyway.
But is it when you're seeing yourself at a little distance, is that what causes, although you can't help it, you just do it, that's what happens.
Yeah, I think so.
But still, is that still not necessarily, I mean, when you get the quote enlightenment on the quote, you know, you're not seeing yourself at that distance anymore. Right? Is that...
Well, you cannot be out there anyway. Sometimes if you become after, you are interested in your life, but sometimes you cannot be the after. You have to be just you, you know. I mean, if you become after, you always analyze, synthesize, seeing the beauty of stuff, you know, at the distance. Whatever it is, you have to be. That is after anyway. But the life, the daily life is not becoming, not like this, you know. There is no space to be the after anyway. Before you want to be after or, well, not after, you already act. So this is our life, so called present. So I understand that it's pretty hard because getting up in the morning is a very simple practice. But if you get up in the morning at the 4 o'clock, and, you know, if you can just practice for anyways 30 days, 100 days, so called. For instance, if you carry the bucket, small bucket of water, you know, the carrying the for 10 miles, 12 miles, and 100 miles, you really exhausted. I understand that. But anyway, you have to carry it. But still, simple ways, spiritually, you can carry the small bucket of water, you know, every day in new feeling.
Wow.